Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are going to talk about sleep syncing. What is that? Well, we know about power naps, beauty rest, deep slumbers. It's so important to incorporate proper sleep into our everyday life. With today being World Sleep Day, we wanted to share with you the latest wellness trend that's circling around. It's called sleep syncing. So tune into the podcast today to find out what sleep syncing is and how you can get started on this really healthy habit for yourself. First off, we know that sleep is important. And why is it so important? In order to understand why sleep syncing is trending, let's talk about why your sleep is so critical in the first place. Sleep, of course, gives you increased productivity, increased cognitive function. You need to maintain a sufficient amount of sleep every day to improve your overall well-being. After all, the nighttime sleep period is the time when your brain and neurons get to reorganize and reset. It's a time when protein synthesis stops and digestive processes slow down. And that allows the cells of the brain and the GI tract to go into their repair mode, repair and regenerate the skin as well. All day long, we're having to face the demands of eating, appetite, food, carbohydrates being thrown at you, oxidative damage coming at you from the sun and from the sugars that we eat, and so many brain processes going on. So the nighttime is so important to give your body that period of regenerating and rest. Getting a good night's sleep can definitely increase productivity, improve memory performance, improve athletic performance. Really important how to help you maintain healthy weight. It boosts your positive energy and your mood. Definitely will improve your skin health. And on the other hand, not getting enough rest can lead to insomnia, poor mental health. Studies have shown that those who don't get an adequate amount of sleep have reduced reaction time when you're driving, when you're doing sports, shorter attention spans. And God knows attention spans are really dropping as it is with social media helping us flick through topics with just 6 seconds of focus. We need our attention spans. Difficulty memorizing, difficulty multitasking, increased stress, increased irritability, higher risk for health issues like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. So sleep syncing is some people's solution. It's the practice of aligning your body's natural circadian rhythm to your everyday routines. So for those of you who don't know, your circadian rhythms is it's kind of your internal body clock. It's influenced by varying factors such as the light, the darkness, the sun exposure that you have, UV and blue lights from computer screens. It's also influenced by your pineal gland, your melatonin production. The purpose of sleep syncing is to guide your circadian rhythm towards the right direction for you and help you formulate a routine that makes you really sleep deeply and wake up restful. So to get started with sleep syncing, number one, wake up at the same time every morning. And this is all about consistency, and creating a strict time to wake up can teach your body to stick to a schedule. Going to bed at the same time is actually also ideal, but sometimes that can be more difficult depending on who you are. For me, I think setting a going to bed time is slightly easier because I'm mentally prepared to go and lay down and I'm physically tired. And if you can start doing this practice of going to bed a little earlier and a little earlier, 10 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, until you almost wake up without needing an alarm clock, you're going to be able to figure out what time in the morning is easy for you to get up. Because for me, I struggle to get up because I sometimes stay up too late. So I'm going to work on starting to revert the time I go to bed. All of us can do these kind of things, but maybe you're someone who can easily just wake up the same time every morning. You should do that. Number two is get some natural sunlight in the morning. Sunlight's one of the strongest triggers for your body's circadian rhythm because it signals your body it's time for the sleep-wake cycle to start. So try opening your curtains as soon as you wake or walk outside. And you can definitely use a light therapy lamp or one of these sunlight lamps that imitates the sun in your area if it's always cloudy, dark, or rainy like it is in California lately. So I think that is so important. If you've ever experienced going to a hotel where you sleep with those blackout drapes and you sleep so deeply, It's because the outer world is shut out and the total darkness is so important when you do sleep. Of course, we tell you to turn off blue lights and computers and screens for an hour before bedtime to help you wind down. We also recommend not having glowing lights in the bedroom, like the glow of your alarm clock, the glow of the charging devices. So try to think of all the things that are distracting from the deepest, darkest sleep, and then try to sleep with curtains open so that natural light streams in right when the sun rises. You'll get that gentle awakening. Or if you're sleeping with the drapes closed, immediately upon waking up, open up those drapes and let the light stream in. Number three, we already talked about, which is avoiding bright screens at night. But this definitely means that the blue light emitted from your electronic devices actually disrupts your circadian rhythm, and it reduces your own melatonin production because blue light is interpreted as light. So you might be sitting there in the dark of your room with your phone screen glowing on your face or your laptop, and the body is interpreting that light as additional sunlight. So your melatonin levels are going to be reduced by this, making it more difficult to fall asleep, maintain sleep, and get a restful night. Number four is avoiding heavy meals and caffeine before bedtime. So eating a heavy meal before you sleep triggers the release of insulin, which can disturb your body's sleep-wake cycle. Make sure you cut out snacks that are high in sugar and caffeine. This can definitely make it more difficult for your body to relax and fall asleep. And sometimes we get in the habit of ordering that little coffee or espresso with dessert when we go to a really nice restaurant. It should definitely be a decaf if possible, because you don't realize it, but the caffeine surge at that time of night gives your body the message that it's time, of course, to wake up and get going. And it's very difficult to enter REM sleep with that level of stimulation. Number five was avoid napping. Napping is considered junk sleep. It just throws off your whole sleep routine. And some studies have shown that napping can also increase your risk of high blood pressure and stroke. So if you're catching yourself feeling super tired and you're tempted to take a nap, instead, get up, do some brisk activity, keep yourself stimulated and get going until it's ready for a real bedtime, and perhaps take a slightly earlier real bedtime instead of these little power naps. Those are not so helpful. So those are some tricks that will help you get back on to a smoother sleep syncing cycle and hopefully towards a more healthy you. I am a big fan of healthy sleep. I know that I don't sleep enough, and I think the sleep deprivation of raising four children and doing a residency and then surgical training and then staying up late at night because I love the quiet of the house when everybody's finally got their things done and put away, it's time for me to think. So I have this bad habit of staying up late those extra 3 or 4 hours, you know, from 10 to 2 when I can actually hear myself think. And that has not been so good for me. Now there's more and more research that shows that when you stay up so late, your levels of leptin and ghrelin, the fat hormones, can actually make you retain fat calories and can make you gain weight. And I think in the morning when you wake up somewhat tired after only catching 4 to 6 hours of sleep, your body's instinct is to go right for the foods that give you energy, like a Danish or a pastry or a sugary coffee drink. And so you get into the cycle of eating because of feeling exhaustion. So try to diagnose where you're having problems in your sleep cycle and getting your sleep back in order. It should be one of your resolutions to do this year. And this is an easy one. It's not like you gotta go climb a mountain or you know, run 3 miles. This is go to bed a little earlier. Try what I'm gonna do, which is going to bed about 10 or 15 minutes earlier every night until you reach a point where suddenly maybe you don't even need the alarm clock and you're feeling rested when you get up. That's the biggest gift of all. And once you start to really value your sleep, you understand what you've been doing by depriving yourself of those restful hours. So guys, in honor of the amazing World Sleep Day, think about seeing a sleep specialist if you're having problems. As an ear, nose, and throat specialist, we diagnose sleep apnea. We see people who have deviated nasal septums. We are really good at operating on the airway and improving your sleep at night. If you're snoring heavily, there are treatments for that too. It's not just all about beauty, but you definitely need your beauty rest. That's it for now, guys. Stay pretty.